This is a product of Vladimir and I sitting together for an hour. So it's not a process that's going to ultimately be adequate. I don't have time to do it, and
one very practical thing may be present. I went through the day and to see, and then I saw that 17 as well as 24 are Saturday. Now, I wondered if on 17 then should be 50, 18 and 20 November, you understand? 17 and 24 November are Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it is very difficult for us to have a meeting on Saturday because this morning, because we are going to the room and many people from all over will also come.
So
will that mean that it is 18 and 25?
I have a suggestion that if we're really consecrated, this is a good way to spend that.
It's a timing, it's a question of timing. Then you try to fit too many things into the day. I agree with you, but I also can see that it doesn't work out practically for some people. So. And in the list that we have here, we don't even go into November yet. Well, and we don't have confirmation from everyone. Has Uma confirmed?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, so that's just an example. I'm not so interested in that specific question, but just as an example, on this preliminary, Uma is listed as part of the...
This is who is confirmed, the yellow, you can see clearly.
I don't think this is the
case. So, no, it's not, but it's not a waste of time beyond, up to the point where we decide that someone is going to work on the system.
Can trade possibly help because you're there with the website and all that?
Yeah, I've offered the calendar to you, but I'm kind of up here with setting up a new server and stuff and having to call people and she spends a lot of time.
And, you know, people sometimes send her emails and to get more information, but she doesn't necessarily have the information that people want either, because it's not being communicated in a very... There's not a channel that's well-established for communicating these practical things. So we need to start building that channel also, that's all. And so I just put it on the table that as we go forward, we need a little bit of help in coordinating our process here and in finding some tools that can be utilized, and Grace will undoubtedly help with the website support, but she's a website developer, she's not the program coordinator. So I'm inviting anyone who can spend some time. We lost Elizabeth. Say some words about
what will be the work.
Job description.
Yeah, job. Yeah, well, creating a schedule, and that means graphically a template that can easily be read and manipulated. It also means being available to check with people when they want to sign up for a time and whether it conflicts with another time. Just information coordination, but it would be good if it could also be on the website and updated regularly so that we can all know about the changes which are taking place. And we have the website now.
So to put it,
there
is not so much of a problem.
It can also be, I mean, there's emails here. Can you email on behalf?
Yeah. And updating the email list, because people will join from time to time who have to be included whenever there's information that goes out. Signing
so
in.
Can it not be split like that? Google just the technical part, putting it on the web, so
I
someone else doesn't need to do that.
Yeah,
I think that will hardly take.
I'm offering the technology
okay.
to put it
so
up, but I'm taking care of the data to know you spend hours
to talk to people
and
all. That you don't need to do. John Block,
did you want?
He's leaving.
Because I think for that it is best if it's someone from Oslo, because most of the people will be from Oslo. So it's good if the person who coordinates that knows people.
If we have good email communication and website communication, it doesn't matter. I was just thinking about Shidi. Why is Shidi not here today?
You need to know the people, otherwise you put things wrong with you.
I mean, Shidi might be someone who could do this, but he's not here.
Sometimes I don't think he was available. His mother
was
there,
had
a heart attack.
Okay. So maybe we know someone.
Many people in Oroville.
Who, yeah, so many people in Oroville with so little time. So
I come back, right? So many things went wrong in my absence. It's not able to say I do it. But right now, for a month, I don't want to know that. I just want to be able to slowly take up all of our messages.
So do you know someone who you're working with here who might have some time?
No, I'm rather interested. I would support you. You see, I'd rather put in somebody who maybe can. It should be somebody from the group, because that makes sense, you know. And if you collect the material, send it out to me. I was not even aware that it was kind of job. I never received any mail in the service. So I had the impression of starting at 10, so I thought I would have an hour to prepare, just to show that this video gap. And with an email, with a distribution, it's so easy. Just to each time send a little reminder to everyone when it starts, what is happening. And this is a question of how the day works.
If you can do them together, you put in the communication part and you put in the technical part.
I don't want to take it up. I would be willing to do it. I have to wait for my colleague's contract from France, which is at the end of the month, and then I might have online my work will be a bit lighter, and then I could probably take
that's the next thing. Next weekend, Bhavana, how are you feeling about starting the village action?
Well, actually, I've been developing this with John Roberts, but he's not going to
be here. So, and he's coming back in November.
Yeah.
So you might want to move.
Be out again.
Yeah. You might want to move yours to November.
Yeah. So
we could also move. We could easily move either philosophy or psychology up to that slot.
Mm-hmm.
And just move sociology to the bottom. You know, and that's what I was thinking we might need to do.
Okay. I think
would you be prepared to start your
I don't know if prepare anything. Well,
introduction.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah, right. But
go to another start.
Would I be
lying?
Yes, I wanted you to be available for these presentations in 29. No, we can shift psychology is ready around 2 people.
Preferable.
And linguistics. Shall we start with them?
Okay. Okay, and then that would move philosophy would stay where it is, and psychology would stay stays where it is. Okay, good, very good. Thanks.
Okay, you can.
Sorry to waste so much time.
You can put me for 25th or Sunday 25th. I don't know. But
good. Yeah, that's nice.
On Sunday.
But you know, just to reorganize this and then to post it and keep updating it is an activity that someone needs to do.
Who's this, Kumar?
Forget Ishidi.
Chief Kumar. So he also said he's not coming on Sunday.
So then, Anand, you have to decide whether there can be three presentations.
No, she's not coming in the day.
So then, between you and Rudy, I guess.
Yeah.
You have to decide about that one.
So then
the 13th would be open.
Okay.
We could move scientific up to the Bhavana.
Yeah.
If we move scientific up to the 13th.
Yeah. The thing is, John Robert says he will be here. So I would have to do it on my own.
Yeah, then we can move artistic up to the 20th, and then that leaves the 27th and beyond. You were coming back in the No, but when you come back in October, do you have time to that should be enough, right?
I'll be on the road on Saturday.
Oh, that's not good. Okay, are we ready for a final silence on this and other issues? the universe. Any other contributions to reflections, inspirations to quickly share this morning?
Like, would be nice also to make a talk of some kind and to put it on the website or anything or to be not keeping out what we have recorded.
I haven't heard from us, huh?
I have one more proposal. If we go through the presentation, then actually the level, I don't know if on the same day or then possibly the following week. But that there would be a possibility of reflection on the process and on the integration and how we are doing this.
When
next week to have this half an hour for the previous.
Possibly, because it could be like a kind of like a check-in, how it's going, what is it, how it works, what we experience through. I think that again, if you do rock listen experiment, you need that feedback process to see, stay really alert with it.
It's good to have.
Otherwise, we go through a few months of input, and then we don't know really what.
You can just spend 15 minutes or half an hour
as
in the beginning of the next session.
Yeah. At least in retrospect, you say.
Or make sure that every time you can have half an hour at the end.
And also a little bit in opportunity if something
happens. You stop and then
five minutes
of silence and then just...
Yeah, the end is better. So people are there and on next time some people may not be there.
And
the end is more fresh. And
but it's nice to have it after a week also. What people get to
open up with it.
I think it's good to have some time to process it.
They can be
we have 10 more minutes now.
Yeah, let's do it.
If you'd like to...
I see that it's not clear. I have been in the group, 3 months ago before I left Korea. And I see that it's really gone through the process. Because it's not so gentle. Having been part and now coming in almost as an observer. So it's like kind of doubtful, you know.
I call it gestation. You can't see it happening, but it seems to be happening.
Settled down. I perceived that everybody came with an openness, and I could sense that even the phone started to speak, and I felt really happy because I could feel that everybody was on the same page. It was vibrant and radiating. It was amazing.
I should introduce this. Two guests who are here today that everyone might not know. Ilangavan is a teacher at our school, which is called New Era Secondary School. And Arnav is from Pondicherry and teaches in the ashram, and I don't know if everyone knows Arnav, who is also a musician. And they were both interested in coming as observers. They haven't been part of the process up until now, but have been in the background. So I should have introduced them before. I'm sorry, I didn't.
It'd be interesting to hear their evaluation.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that it is coming.
So. So why don't you start then?
Okay, so I'm Niranjan. I'm
Would you like to give some feedback on today's process?
I'm sharing a Shibaya's feeling. I'm ready to talk to me about this about an idea a year ago about this university. I was really interested and interested. and things that the team really wanted to be part of. I didn't know how things come up and I wasn't waiting for this moment to come. So, yeah, the people, we have been together and now I feel like, yeah, this thing is not easy. I am really, really, really pleased about that and I want to thank a lot everyone who was involved in the process.
In this case, Inception.
Thank you for our mother and the Lord and everyone who has been the baby on earth and now taking up the care of that baby, each single one of us. See how it will grow. Thank you.
I have a question actually. Is it such that because I wasn't even sure how that was announced, I wasn't in it, is it an open process for people to come in and to participate or to observe, or the new people, or because I see also I'm quite happy after some 10 months of sometimes only dropping in, that something seems to be much clearer, and I see that actually for me to be also possibility of really entering the research of it, of this first phase. So I wonder about openness or necessity of commitment and all that. One takes it. I don't know if that answers.
We have had this discussion about should we make it open to all very individual people, but I think we came to the conclusion that if you personally know somebody who is really interested and wanting to participate even just as an observer, then it's okay to invite them. But we're not publishing it in the news and notes yet. But by personal invitation, because we trust that you will know someone who's interested enough or really serious about knowing more and wanting to be part of the group.
There are two opinions. You invite people to be open to opinion, and there is still this strong opinion. And you want to open the environment. You invite them also, because that is an internal process. Now, if you invite everybody who would like to throw into you some questions which do not require an answer, then you will spend your time.
Yeah,
we called it, we had called it a core group seminar. And that means it's still open to members of the core group who we may not know yet.
I think it would be fair to mention also that Rudy, who was very much part of the development in the beginning and is not here now, I think quite strongly felt that it should be pretty open. As a kind of basic principle for what UHU stands for.
Yeah.
So I think at least we should mention that.
I feel like we are talking to the teacher today. I mean, the one who will bring out something. It's like the university is not open yet. It's just open for teachers to learn, start learning. And in this process, it's been an internal process. And I think we have a lot to do with the world ourselves already. That is some people from outside come in. As we might be interested, they might just start sending questions, or they want to make a statement, and they are not at all in this idea of only say, psychic, wellness, all these players and everything. Then that will come later.
That might be, but maybe also they will contribute something essential that we don't.
Well, I would suggest to formulate right now a principle. Because even Rudy understood that the openness should be an openness to those who would really be contributors, and people who would be interested in being aligned with the process itself. And he was interested in also being open in the sense of having other teaching activities going on simultaneously. But after we discussed that, we decided that for this semester, we would not have that degree of openness, that we would be concentrated initially on our own learning process. And our own learning process may include others who want to be a part of this learning process and the development of Ubu. So I don't think we're absolutely closed, and at the same time I don't think that we have something that we want to project yet to a general public.
So maybe that would just mention that it would...
I feel it would be nice to at least send something like this of all the people who have been part in class of one or two meetings. Mm-hmm. Because I really miss people here that I think who have been there in previous meetings.
So I had one question about that.
I see names here who have maybe not been in any of the meetings, mm-hmm. or maybe in one meeting, mm-hmm. and that I think is not in harmony with what we want.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe they have to be approached and asked, are you really wanted to be part yeah. of the core group? Are you really wanted to do the presentation? And if they just want to come in for a presentation from outside and give a lecture, I think we should say that that is not in harmony with what we have now been discussing.
So I think the two criteria that we just discussed would cover those concerns.
Yes.
But then we need to know, and I've asked this question a few times, I'm not still clear about it. Do we have the original email list that Elizabeth had developed?
I think it should be easy because that only has an open list.
The Unity list, it may be easy, but do we have it? Grace, do you know, did she ever give us
all of us have it because it was an open list. It was in any of the early emails.
Yeah, it wasn't that list, I think.
It was just a number of names on top of an email.
So she said who were present. So these names have yet to be contacted.
So the coordinating person needs to make sure that everyone who has participated in the past gets on the email list. That hasn't been done. And then, regarding the people who may be listed here now who were not part of those original meetings, if in fact we are open, to the extent that we are open to people who want to become participants in the UHU core group and have been invited by one of us because we know that they want to be that, then it would be correct to include them. If someone has been listed who is not interested in being part of the core group just because they have something interesting to say, then you're right, that may not be appropriate at this time. And so that kind of process of organization needs to be going on a bit.
And it would help, I think, for that if maybe the two of you again write down more or less the principles that we have now been working on today. Because in those earlier meetings, I remember it just depends on who was present. Some were this line, some were that line. So we're very, very kind of ideas about how it would continue. But now indeed it has crystallized. So this is the right time, I think, to also write it down. Because this is likely the way how it will continue. So it can be written down somehow that we kind of also guarantee that people who come in from outside understand what it is about.
That's the same, because even if there would be a presenter that she could be that could be shared and then could see if it's in the line number. Could we have something written up about the projected process for the seminar? For now, for the first step.
Did someone take good notes today? Everything is recorded.
You have your notes. You have your notes. We need to go for lunch.
We should have a
silent. Let's see how you.
Okay, we'll try to. gather from what has been recorded what constitutes a principle or a guideline.
So next time we have a visit.